I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, good morning and welcome. It's hour number two of our get together. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 7:07, we'll call it. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Your top story, obviously, is the ICE agent in Minnesota shoots a woman weaponizing her vehicle. All kinds of protests have been taking place. ICE agents were in Minneapolis to try to clean things up. But there's lots of folks who really don't want them to do their jobs. And even the mayor said, get the blank out of here, speaking specifically about ICE in a live news conference where he didn't bleep or blank. He said the four-letter word, you know, that begins with our favorite letter F, as in food. All right, so not a classy guy at all. There's other things going on as well, though. President Donald Trump on Wednesday signed a presidential memorandum directing the U.S. to withdraw from 66 international organizations, ordering executive departments and agencies to cease participation in and funding of entities that the administration says no longer serve U.S. interests. Good. I was hoping something like this was going to happen, and here we have it. The memorandum follows State Department review earlier this year under an executive order and applies to 35 non-United Nations organizations and 31 United Nations entities. In a memorandum, Trump said he reviewed Secretary Rubio's findings and determined it is contrary to the interest of the U.S. to remain a member of, participate in, or otherwise provide support to the listed organizations, and directs all executive departments and agencies take immediate steps to effectuate the withdrawals as soon as possible. For the United Nations entities, withdrawal means ceasing participation in or funding to the extent permitted by law. The administration framed the move as part of Trump's broader America First agenda, aimed at restoring American sovereignty and ending taxpayer support for organizations it views as wasteful, ineffective, or maybe more important, contrary to U.S. interests. So, yeah, we've been funding a lot of organizations inside and outside the United Nations that are contrary to what's best for us. Marco Rubio said, today, President Trump announced the U.S. is leaving 66 anti-American, useless, or wasteful international organizations. Review of additional international organizations remains ongoing. Rubio said the administration concluded that these institutions were redundant in their scope, mismanaged, unnecessary, wasteful, poorly run, captured by the interest of actors advancing their own agendas, contrary to our own, or as far as being a threat to our nation's sovereignty, freedoms, and general prosperity. And it's no longer acceptable to be sending these institutions blood, sweat, and treasure of the American people and nothing to show for it. The days of billions of dollars in taxpayer money flowing to foreign interests at the expense of our people, that's over. So congratulations, Marco Rubio. Congratulations, Donald Trump. Yep. And most importantly, congratulations to you and I, the hardworking American taxpayers that have been footing the bill for a lot of this nonsensical stuff or outright anti-American stuff. We've seen it.
Oh, so much.
Inside and outside the UN and the non-government organization, the NGOs that are funded, we've uncovered a lot of that. Doge helped to do that, and now we're taking the proper action.
Nice. Good to see.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Now a story that I know really is going to get Greg all excited about his morning breakfast.
Okay? Okay. I'm ready.
You know, some people eat more, some people eat less. When people eat in a hurry and kind of quickly, sometimes we'll use the term, hey, you inhaled that.
Yes. Yes.
I've heard that.
Well, there actually is a woman who does that.
What?
Literally inhales all of her meals.
How's that?
Well, she's from Virginia, and she blends her food and snorts it through a straw.
What?
She showed off this freaky feeding frenzy on Wednesday, season 7 premiere of TLC's My Strange Addiction. Strange indeed. You know, I've joked about, I'll snort this or snort that. Yeah, right. It's a joke.
But she really does it.
Yeah.
With food.
I told you I did know a guy that would snort oysters. His name was Happy. And then he would snort an oyster, and then he would, like, dental floss
coming out of his nose and out of his mouth.
And you go back and forth with an oyster. I'm not making this up.
Classic.
I'm sorry. If we're going to do a story about snorting food, I got to tell you when I've seen it live and in person.
I get it. It's gross, but I get it.
So she said, my relationship with food was very normal up until the point where I was in community college. And it started, honestly, with a dare to try snorting a flavored fruit drink. She says, I got a head rush, but it was actually fruitier than if I was to have eaten it through my mouth. And it was phenomenal. Since then, I've been having my entire diet nasally through her nose for about 5 years.
I want to taste it on my tongue. That's why the good Lord gave us taste buds.
It just makes me want to blow my nose right now.
Yeah, I know. It's gross.
So she's sniffing blended omelets with spinach and mushrooms, liquefied spinach and steak, coffee, and even spicy guacamole.
She's got an issue.
Yeah.
She needs help.
Yeah, nothing like snorting my guacamole first thing in the morning. I have energy.
Oh, my goodness.
Is this crazy?
It is.
Catherine is her name. She confessed that she has an aversion to the weird textures that come with food. She claims that her curious culinary conduct helps her avoid overeating and choking, declaring that it has really no drawbacks. Wow. I'm wondering, okay, a couple of things. First of all, it's going through your nose. Is there a higher risk of infection of
Makes
some
you
sort?
Makes
you
wonder.
So there's that. And then you're never really using the full power of your digestive system if everything you take in is pretty much liquefied.
No, that was always kind of the thing with all these diets where they blend everything.
Yeah.
No, your body actually burns calories and does benefit from doing a lot of that breakdown itself.
Yeah, so you're wondering, but she's been doing it for 5 years, and she said, unfortunately, this habit of mine, not all my friends and family members are, you know,
I'm not going to make sure that she's part of the group, you know, going out to dinner after church or something on a Sunday.
Yeah, but you don't have to really take her out to dinner. That's the thing. You take her out for a snort.
That's weird. Yeah, that's weird.
You want an appetizer? Oh, you think they'll blend it up for me?
Wow.
Shrimp cocktail. That hit the spot.
See, I somehow she's getting, I guess, from a smell perspective, she's getting her fix in that sense. But I want it. I mean, part of the whole thing with me, I like the taste of food.
Yeah, like let's take chocolate, for instance. How exactly would you kind of powder it, or how would you liquefy it?
I don't know.
Because
so many things you've got. How do you chop them up, grind them up?
Or you want it to go up, flow across your palate.
Yes.
Like an expensive glass of wine, for instance. But apparently, she feels like she gets not just the full flavor, but even additional.
Yeah.
It is bizarre.
That is
isn't
bizarre.
It?
Yeah.
Reminds me of an old song by Pat Travers, Pat Travers Band.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was called Snorting Whiskey and Drinking Cocaine.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember the song.
It rhymes something with, you know, that's going to drive that girl insane or something like that. It was a great song, by the way, back in the rock and roll days. But, I wouldn't suggest it.
No. No.
There's a lot of things in rock and roll songs I wouldn't necessarily suggest.
No, because they were probably doing some of those things when they wrote those songs.
So, you know, she was on this episode on TV doing this. Mm-hmm. She spent much of, you know, preparing for this episode, fretting over how to introduce her odd obsession to her new beau. And yeah. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Didn't go so well.
Well, you know, first date, you want to take her out to dinner, right? How's that going to go?
What about introducing her to mom and dad?
Oh, mom's a great cook. Can't wait till you come over and have dinner at the house.
Bring your own straw, honey.
Yep.
Mm.
Yeah. That's just weird.
See? I share these stories just so when you think you're weird, not you, Greg, in particular, yeah, anybody, right. Yeah. You think you're weird? No, I do my job to find someone weirder.
Yeah.
So we all feel a little more normal.
Nice.
717 on the Bob Rose Show. What's bugging you? What's up your nose? What's bugging you? Call in 877-975-9825. It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So call in now. What's bugging you? 97.3 The Sky.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, hi there. We're just having a snorting good time here on the Bob Rose Show.
Wow.
Craig Cassidy is in the house. It is 7:22, and it's time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, get it off your chest, and hopefully feel better. It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. 877-975-9825. Call in now, please. And good morning, Tony. What's bugging you?
Good morning. What's bugging me is all the disrespect that these ICE officers are getting across the country. And I'm so tired of it's a law enforcement agency. You try any of this madness against somebody else and you find out. I'm so tired of these what's going on with these men. And then I'm really tired of these candy ass politicians and news media. They come out and they glorify all the criminal activity and they keep and all they do is beat over the ICE and they make it things worse. This is probably the most important job we have in this country right now is cleaning up our country and figuring out who's here and who's not. They're law enforcement officers. Treat them as such. And I am just sick of how it's going on, Bob.
Well, look, treat them as such, but this is a problem. I mean, Minneapolis, they were one of the areas that led the whole charge of defund the police, if you recall that. And they're still, of course, you know, remnant, I don't know, what would you call it, ideology. They're not pro-cop.
No.
No.
Well, Tony's right. It is frustrating because they start the problem and then it's this cycle of being, you know, critical of the guys who are trying to, as he said, clean up our country. It's a problem. And I guess they want it to be bad. The chaos thing you talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, good morning, Phil. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is a recording out of this woman screaming in the background of the shooting yesterday. And according to the New York Post, the woman screamed out, "Oh, my God, I just killed my wife." Now, that's what's bugging me, is that these are professional protesters, and the woman who was screaming instigated her wife to go out and get herself in harm's way without knowing what the consequences would be. And that's what's bugging me.
Yeah, and the person who got shot, she was 37 years old, so... You know, somebody can manipulate you maybe to some extent, but you've got to know when you don't follow police commands, generally that's not followed by good things. 877-975-9825. Call in now, please. And good morning, John. What's bugging you?
Good morning. Hey, you know, this shooting was long overdue. Democrat, they just, you know, protesters, resistors, lunatics, who resist ICE, getting the rapists and murderers of little girls out. Remember back in September, the attack on the Dallas ICE facility, a sniper opened fire on their building?
Mm-hmm.
People forget about that. Demon rats didn't shed a tear when Ashley Babbitt was shot dead. In fact, they said she deserved it, and her killer was never prosecuted. You know what? What's tragic is these Democrats who foment this kind of anger and hate against ICE are not rounded up and thrown into prison. That's what's tragic.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Let's go to Mark. What's bugging you?
Hi, Bob and Greg. As tragic as the Renee Nicole Good SUV incident in Minneapolis was, it's the ultimate Sappho incident. But what's truly bugging me is Tim Walz. In my opinion, he's dishonest. He's corrupt. He suffers from delusions of grandeur. And sadly, he speaks through the side of his mouth like Dick Cheney, who was the Secretary of Defense under the George Bush administration. Luckily, he won't be in power much longer. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, well, I told you that. Klobuchar could run for Senate. I mean, I'm sorry, she is a senator. She could run for governor. And then appoint him, Tim Walz, to her vacated seat. That really could occur.
Now, while I don't have one that's bugging me, I actually would like information on what's been bugging you. For folks who maybe missed the story about the radio in your car.
Yeah, I have a 2021 Hyundai, and, you know, it's all the bells and whistles and all that, and love the car, but the radio quit working. I mean, specifically the AM, FM part of it just quit working. Other functions work, but not that. And I took it to the dealer, and they came up with a price to replace it all for $10,000. Which,
say that again for folks.
$10,000 for a car that's valued at approximately $20,000. It's probably worth.
Yeah.
It's only got 67,000 miles on. It's a nice car.
For a radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the dealer. And I talked to other people who are, you know, professionals related to that business, and they're like, they didn't put that in writing, did they? And I go, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
It's all there. And he goes, wouldn't they be like kind of embarrassed to hand that to a customer? I said,
Oh, I brought it up to the parts manager at BMW, and he could not believe it. And they've got some parts that aren't cheap. But
I was going to say.
A $10,000 module for the Hyundai, for the radio?
So here's where we're at now. Omar over at Sound Depot on Main Street, he has been extremely helpful. I've known him for years. I know, Greg, you've known him for years.
Yeah.
And he has really gone above and beyond and really doing research.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to try to, update the software. But
right.
I don't have high hopes for that. But then we looked at some other possibilities of. Now, remember, that same radio I was quoted to replace for $10,000.
Yeah.
We found on eBay prices ranging from $150 to $800.
For like a
now,
pre-owned
used,
one.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But that seems like a big window. That's a big stretch there. Yeah. Yeah, that's a big upper or under on that one. That, wow.
Yeah. $10,000, I could buy like one of them cool 4x4 things, you know, side by side, whatever
goodness.
You call
it. Oh, well.
But anyway, the saga continues, and I'll let you know.
Mm-hmm.
729 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and never miss a minute of the show, the Bob Rose Show. Available on your favorite app. Hit the follow button and you can catch up on every episode, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Wasn't a great time to take a bathroom break necessarily, but what's done is done. And we are back. We are back, my friend. 7:35 on the Bob Rose Show. I was actually listening to that Pat Travers song.
Yep.
Snorting whiskey and drinking cocaine.
Imagine that.
And the reason why I bring that up, other than it's an awesome song. And from 1980.
Really?
Pat Travers Band, yeah. Go For What You Know is a live album. Wow. Anyway, yeah, you don't hear it. Well, there's a lot of great songs you don't hear on the radio anymore. But, well, even on Sirius, I'm not placing blame on radio, even though those Sirius XM stations, man, they play the same stuff over and over again. You pay money, and then you hear the same, I'm not kidding, same stuff every day.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I brought that whole thing up because we had a story about a woman who snorts all of her food. She's been doing it for 5 years.
This is just a weird story.
Yeah, it's a very weird story. But I'll bring it up later again because I know that, you know, it's disgusting. And for whatever reason, I am drawn to these outrageous, stupid, silly kinds of stories.
See, for some of us, we grow up, and eventually that 12-year-old little boy kind of, you know, is diminished somewhat.
But that 12 and 13-year-old little boy that I was, and maybe perhaps in some ways still am, when you're green, you grow, Greg, okay?
And
when you're ripe and you think you know it all, Greg, you rot is what happens. You rot. So I'm still growing. I'm green.
Really?
I'm fresh.
You'll be 13 someday.
Well, listen, boy, if only they had AI and the Googles back in my day, how much smarter I would be. You know, interesting thing, and again, not trying to be perverted here.
Not trying,
but
just happens.
I don't know how it came up, but something about...
It's Bob.
I think it was a movie line that I was looking for, and the term inverted nipples came up, so I did an AI search. Well, without going into it, and I won't, don't worry, kids. If they know more than we know, by the way. But anyway, everything you ever needed to know about nipple. I mean, I'm not kidding you. Everything you ever needed to go goes well beyond the character Greg played in the movie Meet the Parents. Yeah. Remember Greg told De Niro, oh, yeah, you can milk anything with nipples. Could you milk my cat, Greg? It was a classic line. No, his name was Greg.
No, I get it.
Not you, Greg.
Yes, right. Movie Greg. Yeah.
All right, so.
There's a reason I'm sure that you're going through all this.
You would think.
Yes.
And yes.
Okay.
This time I actually do. Thinking in a more linear manner now.
Oh, good.
So my point here is AI and all this great information that is available. I looked up. So why are they seizing oil tankers? Why is Trump seizing oil tankers?
Right.
Now, they listed the things, the sanctions and a couple of things. But they failed to do one of the biggest things, which is, by law, the payback for the American companies that lost billions of dollars when Hugo Chavez kicked them out of the country.
Right.
Huge investments were made, and there's no way to recoup any of that, or at least there wasn't. Then the mechanism came up, and this been through the courts even before Trump came to office. And so Venezuela owes that. But that wasn't on AI. You have to go look for that specifically.
I don't think I've heard any Democrats say that they actually owe us anything. I just heard them say that he's stealing their oil.
And if that part of the story gets told more often, which is accurate, then you know the lefties would just say, well, yeah, see, it is. The evil oil companies and Trump, they're all in cahoots, and it's just all about oil. So they'll come back, circle around their hatred for oil, even though petroleum products are fully entrenched in our lives, and we can't live without them. And that goes far beyond gasoline and motor lubricants.
Right. As opposed to, the American companies had a great relationship. We were working down there. Socialist takes over, kicks him out, thinks he can do better, ruins the country. And that's where we are now. But they don't tell that side of the story.
No. And so I guess my point was, AI can certainly bring a lot to the table, but if it's politically oriented, you know, you're still going to have to do further research, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
One quick question to AI, the answer is not always either accurate or again, you've talked about the sin of omission,
yeah,
which is as bad as commission, because if you leave things out, you're skewing the view.
Absolutely. And I asked the specific question, hey, why is Trump taking these tankers? So anyway, at least you have us. That's the thing. You have us. And we'll never be replaced by AI. Remember, it's artificial intelligence. And what I do here, what I perform here, probably is lacking in the I word. Sweetly!
You're right. AI will never do these things Bob does. Copyright Three Stooges.
All right, back to death and destruction, doom and gloom.
Nice, yeah.
And your story of the day, it'll continue to be. Now, I'm not going to... I just lay it out there, and then I move along, because I can't take it. This wall-to-wall coverage that they have, that the shooting yesterday in Minneapolis, it's terrible.
Yes.
It's tragic. It's awful. It's awful that we have to have 2,000 ICE people to go in and do raids to get out people who shouldn't be in this country. So if you want to circle back, remember, all of this started with Joe Biden and the stroke of a pen basically opening our borders.
Yep.
Okay? Which was an executive action, by the way. Executive action.
Mm-hmm.
He undid everything that Trump had in place to keep our borders secure.
So you toss in a bunch of liberal mayors, liberal commissions. They're hiding people. They're lying. And then they wonder why we're where we are.
Right. So their solution, of course, is keep ICE out of here. In fact, the mayor used terms like, he specifically said, and to ICE, I'm telling you to get the blank out of my city.
Uh-huh.
And not very family friendly,
no.
What he said. But here's the deal. ICE wouldn't have to descend on all these cities if the Biden administration hadn't done what they did. All right. But here's the case now. You've got the lefties who already have preached this anti-cop thing. Defund the police. All cops are bad. It's systemic,
they say.
Remember,
they love
systemic.
That word.
Yep.
Yes. Yep.
Well, okay, so back to Minneapolis. City leaders have identified the woman that was killed during the ICE operation. Renee Nicole Good, 37 years old. Federal and local officials offered sharply different accounts of the shooting. There's video. It's not great.
Angles give you a different impression, maybe, and everybody has their own filter.
But can anybody deny this? Let me give you my take on it. I mean, law enforcement had already engaged the driver,
yes,
verbally, and her window was down.
Yes.
So clearly she could hear them. The commands are given, stop right there, stop. And instead, and she was in reverse, I believe, when they first said stop.
Yeah, she's done this whole multi-front back, trying to evade them, yeah.
Well, right. Trying to block, I think, at first. Yeah. That's part of the problem.
Yes.
She's trying to block their ability to do their job.
Yes.
And so she's almost sideways at first, and then she's in reverse, and they say, hey, stop right there. And then she started to speed off. Well, right in her path was an ICE agent who defended himself. Because he would have been run over. And so he was within his rights to do that. It doesn't make it any less tragic. The loss of life is terrible.
But it didn't have to happen without all this fomentation of this violence.
And the constant saying, resist, resist, resist.
Yep.
It is just like the suicide bombers. Who's strapping that vest on you? Yeah, if it's such a good thing for you to do, where are they?
Yeah.
So some of these people sitting in their little ivory towers or whatever, telling these little worker ants, resist, resist, resist. They don't care if you die.
Yeah.
Collateral damage. Remember, these people are pushing socialism. They don't give a darn about individuals by their very nature of their ideals.
The collective.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But it hasn't sinking in yet, apparently.
You will be assimilated.
7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And plenty more to talk about on News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Hang on. Hey, remember King Tut? Remember King Tut Uncommon?
Oh,
he was very uncommon.
Yeah. Somebody sang a song about him even, you know, back in the day. Yeah.
That's right. Steve, what's his name?
Martin.
Steve Martin. Remember that?
Oh,
King
yeah.
Tut.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, usually people of note like that, they were buried under pyramids.
Right.
Sometimes with their riches and various things. There could be all kinds of, I don't know, traps, booby traps. Ooh. Laden inside
We've seen the movies. Yeah.
Yeah.
We know.
There you go.
Yeah.
So here's my big question of the day, AI. AI, you're so smart. Here's your question. So, who's buried under the new food pyramid? Huh?
Oh.
Who's buried under that?
Okay.
It's probably some Pop-Tarts down there underneath
picture,
it.
I saw a picture of that. Yeah.
No, for real. Listen to this. The Trump administration announced new federal dietary guidelines yesterday, urging Americans to eat more protein and dairy.
It's almost like they've been listening to the Bob Rose Show give advice for years.
Right on, brother. You got to eat more protein.
Yeah.
And dairy. For the first time, formally advising against highly processed foods.
Nice.
Gee, I wonder why that wasn't in the food pyramid, you know, to watch that. Oh, could it be money?
No.
An influence?
Say it isn't so, Bob.
So right now, we're like, if this 1972 McGovern, report actually wasn't redacted and changed,
uh-huh.
It had come out, we're scientifically almost close to what they knew to be fact in 1972. But, of course, they buried that.
Mm-hmm.
That's when they started to blame, it's all fat. Saturated fat is the enemy. Because the sugar industry was pretty powerful. Just leave that there for now. So, the latest advice is depicted by an inverted pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
That could be why I was searching for the inverted thing earlier.
Yes, I think so.
But, but you've got proteins, dairy, fruits, vegetables, and healthy fats, like avocados, lumped together at the top. Whole grains are de-emphasized at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
The graphic replaced the My Plate visual introduced in 2011, which advises roughly equal portions of grains and vegetables, smaller servings of protein and fruit, and a side of dairy.
Mm.
Notably, the Trump administration's update moves away from limits on all fats, instead emphasizing different fat qualities. It also abandons daily limits on alcohol in favor of more general advice to drink less and advises up to doubling protein intake.
Well, I'm just going to say that I have quality fat. Well, it's not the same thing, is it?
Yeah, maybe it is high quality fat. I don't know. You eat a lot of avocados?
No.
Avocado toast?
No.
Then you got to worry about the grain, I guess.
Well, see, there's that.
Yep.
Well, and it is kind of funny when you think about it. All the things that we always move to the next big thing and, you know, oh, do the wheat, not the white. Well, that's not good for you if you've got this, this, and this. I mean, it's like, it's a moving target. It really has been in our lifetime.
I'll just give you a stat that I learned a long time ago. It basically is, you know, 100 years ago or so, Americans consumed about 5 to 10 pounds of sugar a year. That's
an
average. A year.
Okay.
Now what do you think the average American consumes in sugar a year?
Wow, I can't even imagine.
Their body weight.
So we went from 5 to 10 to, for me, 200.
Yep. 200 pounds.
And I may be an overachiever in that regard.
I'm not just talking about refined sugar.
It's in stuff. Yeah,
You know, anything of the high... glycemic index kinds of things. So, the government's trying to guide us once again. How's that worked out so far? Not all that well.
Yeah, but you do agree with this inverted pyramid and kind of the balance compared to things in the past, right?
Absolutely. And the biggest thing is the highly processed foods. We have got to get away from that. And that is one of the reasons why in communities that are less affluent, the longevity, the lifespan is much, much shorter. People don't realize I think we use like 72.3 or something for the average male in America.
Right.
Well, the problem is like in urban areas and poor areas, it's all the way down in the mid-60s.
Because they're eating junk, basically.
Yes. Yeah. There's a bunch of lifestyle things, but that's one of the big things is not doing home food preparation, eating real whole foods that have, you know, not been processed.
But that takes time and discipline, and it costs more, and people just don't slow down to do it.
Yeah, and we basically have a mentality of, well, as long as my, you know, as long as my belly is full, I've reached that particular goal. Now you have to be more careful about what is the nature of that particular fuel. You know, Greg's not going to put, you know, number two off-road diesel in his BMW because it's not going to run very well.
But my, I do like the strawberry Pop-Tarts. Does that, I mean, so strawberries are...
Oh, fruits?
Fruit.
Very, very good.
See?
Good job. Just like
and
tomatoes
sprinkles?
Are good. They got lycopene or whatever it is
in
there.
Lycopene,
And that's why I like to, well, I... It's in pizza sauce, you know what I'm saying?
See, you are eating healthy.
Mozzarella cheese, that's part of the dairy.
Dairy,
I mean,
like
see,
it.
We're all on the same page.
Absolutely. We're writing our own book.
7:56 on the Bob Rose Show. Carl Zalek, Marion County Commissioner in the house. Next, hang on.